Welcome back to Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I am your host, Nancy Hugo. If you're remodeling or building a new home, you don't want to miss these podcasts. Well, a third of the year is gone, April 7th. That came quick, and we're looking forward to the summer. As everybody knows, it's just wonderful in Phoenix during the summer. Not, but hey, the rest of the year is great. Well, I'm excited to have my guest explain to you all of the new items that Monogram has introduced at the Kitchen and Bath Show in Las Vegas a couple of months ago. His name is Dan Huggins, and he is the Monogram Account Manager. Dan, thank you so much for joining me.
Great. Thanks for having me, Nancy. I appreciate it.
Well, as I've mentioned before, I did not go to KBIS this year, but you are the second person who I am having on the podcast to explain what I missed. I'm kind of upset that I missed it, but you know, it's almost like being there when you guys describe everything to me. So today you're going to talk about the Monogram booths, which I saw pictures of, and it's unbelievable. It looks like an art gallery, right?
Yeah, in fact, that's actually how we had it set up, was to actually act as an art gallery where we were able to feature a bunch of different artists in conjunction with the appliances, and artists from all over the country. Actually, one of them was even here in Scottsdale, Arizona, which was really neat too. So she got to do a whole display on one of our new product launches that we have coming out, which was our 24-inch wine cooler. So yeah, our booth was very artistic, and actually all of the Monogram sales reps acted as curators, believe it or not.
It was fantastic. So the only way I can share these pictures, because these are great pictures that you sent me, was to put them on, well, maybe I'll sprinkle them through my Instagram, and I have a Facebook page, Home Design Chat with Nancy, and I'll put them on there so that everybody gets to see them. But let's start with the item that I really wish I would have in my kitchen, and that is the induction range.
Yeah, so our induction ranges, we actually just launched those, and they are available to order now. And we got to feature the 36-inch version right as you walked into our KBIS booth. It was right there front and center in a great kitchen, and we had the 36, and then we also have a 30-inch available for a lot of those replacement market customers that are out there that want to upgrade their electric stove into the induction realm and kind of get into that.
Okay, well, I want to do a couple of things that maybe people aren't aware of. If they have a 30-inch freestanding range, they can slide that out if it's electric, and then you have your connection probably on the back wall, and they could slide this right in, correct?
Yeah, as long as their electrical is set up for it, that's one of those things that you'd really want to check with a contractor or an electrician to make sure. But our 30-inch replacement piece actually runs off of a 40-amp breaker, which a lot of the ovens are set up like that. But it's one of those things you definitely want to have your customer check before they actually make the purchase, for sure, just to make sure that it works as good as it can.
Okay. And does the range get slid right back to the back wall so that your countertop on the left and right are separate, right?
It does. Yeah. Okay. It makes for a nice custom high-end look, and it does go all the way back to the wall. So again, that opening is set up right from the start. Even if you have a very nice production home there's obviously tens of thousands of those built in the last few years here in Arizona, and this will fit in every single one of those openings without any issues, for sure.
Yeah, the top of the range should actually be flush with the top of the countertop, right?
Yeah, and ours is completely adjustable. You can raise it or lower it. It's actually a very easy installation for a lot of the installers. So if you are replacing an old piece, our legs are actually on wheels, so it can be wheeled in and wheeled out relatively easy. So even people with nice, high-end wood floors aren't going to have scratches from sliding a range in and out of the existing hole.
Okay, so let's explain for the people who aren't really that familiar with induction, what's that all about?
So induction is kind of taking the best of both worlds of gas and electric and putting it into one. So one of the things that the thing people like most about electric ranges is obviously the ease of cleanability. You know, when you have one of those smooth glass top ranges, it's one of the easiest things you can do to clean. One of the downfalls with the electric ranges is that over time they tend to get those rings around the burners, where you just don't have that with induction. So it's always going to stay nice and clean looking you know, for years to come, you're never going to have that issue of those unsightly rings around the burners from a stock pot or a pasta, you know, a pasta boil kind of boiling over and then creating those rings around them.
So you're talking about the black glass or whatever color glass top on the electric range. When you said rings, I was thinking of those. Remember those old fashioned coil electric ranges? I think they still make them.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember those things. I think they do still make them. I haven't seen one in a long time, but I'll take your word for it that they're still out there somewhere.
Well, I think they make them. And for those guys who have these ranges, you know how hard it is to clean the drip pans and and those coils. You want to definitely get rid of that range. Now, if you don't want to go induction, you can still go with the black glass top and it's electric.
Yep. And our induction range has a nice gray glass on top of it. So it goes with all the designer countertops that are out there. There's a lot of different countertop surfaces that are out there from, you know, granite to Corian to all the different Caesar stones and engineered stones that are out there. Ours matches very well with that. It blends in really nice with the countertop as well. So from an electric standpoint, it's as good as you can get. Then kind of going back to your first question of the best of both worlds, you get the controllability of gas. A lot of people like gas because they can see the flame go up and down to kind of know where their burner's at. With induction, you get that same precision without having to have an open flame and having to clean the burners or anything else that goes along with it. And it actually is going to boil. It's actually going to work exponentially more efficient than gas and not put all those emissions out into your house as well. That's kind of one of the new things that as we move into the, you know, 2024, there's a lot of zero emission type products that are coming out, and induction is one of those. It's very friendly for that, especially people with asthma and everything else. They don't have all that gas getting pumped into their kitchen. So,
you know, did you ever hear that old saying, well, gas is cleaner?
Well, yeah, it's not cleaner than induction. That I can promise.
I don't think so. Right.
No, anybody that's ever had induction will always rebuy induction. You can never go back to gas. That I can promise you.
The last couple of years, every kitchen that I've remodeled, they've gone induction.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, well, I do too. I love that idea. But the people will say, yeah, but does that mean I have to get new pots? Go ahead. Explain.
No, most of the time you don't. If in fact you can use anything, you can use your a lot of the cast iron pots will work on it just completely fine. And then even inexpensive stuff, like you can go to, you know, a department store and buy the $99 pot set, and as long as it says induction friendly, which most of them do now, they'll work on it just as well.
Oh, that's the key. So they have to have this note, induction friendly, or you can take a magnet, and if your pot is magnetic. So if the magnet sticks to your pot, then you can use it on your induction.
Exactly. Then it'll work just fine. And even if the worst induction pan is still going to work better than a gas range at the end of the day.
Well, I think you're leaning towards induction, Dan.
Yeah. I've had two of them in two of the three houses, and I can promise you it would take an act of Congress to get me to not do it again. That's for sure.
Well, my two favorite things about induction is it's quick on, quick off, just like you said with gas. You don't have to wait. It's not going to slowly go down and cool off. But the other thing is, and I'm just working with a client now, and they're switching from a gas range to an induction range. And I said, well, you do know that you can put paper towel on the induction range, put the pot on top of it, and then cook, fry, whatever. That's what sold her, because she thought the idea of cleaning, and I love that idea. I first saw an induction range probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. I went down to Louisville and I saw that, and that's amazing.
Yeah, so, it's quite a demo that you can talk to people about. I mean, even just the splashing that you get, I mean, on your countertop, I mean, you can line your whole, you can take an old newspaper or whatever you want and line your whole cooktop with it, and then literally bunch it up and throw it away and have zero cleanup. It's about as good as you can get, for sure.
Now, could you actually cook on the cooktop, the induction, by putting a piece of food, fish, meat, whatever? Can you put that directly on there?
Or no, you
is
have
it the
to
metal
have it.
That actually encourages the molecules to cook the food, right?
Yes, you definitely have to have a pan. It will not. It's not a contact type of situation. You have to have a pan that is induction friendly. And then again, it's one of those where the way that induction works, no matter where you are on the pan, it's going to be the same temperature all the way throughout. So you're not going to get like you would on the, like you talked about those old coil ones that eventually they'd get a little off center and then everything would kind of go to one side, or even gas, you would get hot spots with different pots and pans. With induction, you get an even heat all the way across the bottom. So yeah, it's as good as you can get for sure.
Well, I want to do mention a really great, to me, an advantage of induction ranges or cooktops. Years ago, many years ago, when they first came out, I had a client who had a teenager who could not understand the concept of heat. So he did not realize that he couldn't put his hand on the top. And they didn't have induction, they had the coils. We did switch to the induction just for that fact. So skipping to today, of course, it's more known how induction works. But if you have a person, I'm going to say an elderly person who he's not aware of the range, the element being on, and maybe they go to touch it, they're going to burn themselves. So I think this is a good safety factor if you're working on remodels for aging in place or living in place.
Yeah, or even a family with kids too. It's one of those things where you can't control
it. Kids will reach up there and touch the burner. This is ideal. This will keep everybody safe.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of work to burn yourself on an induction range for sure.
Right, right. So let's talk about the oven now. What kind of oven?
So with Monogram, we focus on three different things. We focus on the materials, the precision performance that we have, and then the ownership experience that you get. And when you talk about the precision performance, we kind of went through some of the materials as far as the nice stainless steel that we have, the good glass that's not going to scratch on you, all that type of stuff. But when it comes to the performance, on our induction cooktop, you actually have 19 different heat settings that you can set up on there. We have a great setup for the cooktop as well, to where you can, when you buy the Monogram range, you actually mail in and you get a smart pan, if you will. And what that pan will do is it'll connect to the range via Bluetooth, and then you can set the temperature for whatever you want. So if you want to, there's a lot of people that are into meal prep and all that type of thing, and cooking in advance and not having time to sit there and wait for everything to happen all at the same time. You can actually set up a sous vide setup on our induction range. So you can have that, you can put a steak in, you can put a steak in the morning, have it cook all day to 143 degrees and be a perfect medium rare. You get home, all you got to do is stir it off and you're ready to go. So it takes all of that prep time. You can't overcook it. You can't undercook it. It's set for the temperature. So it's one of the really, it's one of those really neat precision cooking things that we have on our induction range and our cooktop for that matter.
Now, explain the smart pan.
Yeah. So when you register your appliance, which we obviously always recommend people to do, that way you're registered in case there's any warranty claims or anything like that happens. But when you register your appliance, you get the opportunity to get a pan mailed out to you, and it's got a special little cap on the end of the handle. And it literally, once you touch it, and you kind of have to touch it twice, just like you would a phone, and it'll connect to your cooktop. And then on the cooktop, you can actually set the temperature for whatever you want. So again, if you want that water to be at 145 degrees, you can set it like that. If you want to do a perfect salmon, I think we've all probably overcooked salmon once or twice in our lives or undercooked it. This allows you to put it at a perfect temperature to where it's not, you know, it doesn't feel like you're eating sushi, but it also doesn't dry out, and it's the perfect temperature and perfectly cooked every single time.
That's interesting.
In that pan.
I think I saw that last year at KBiz. It was interesting.
Yeah, we've had it on our induction cooktops for a while, and now that we're moving into the range space with the induction, it's going to become even more of a prevalent thing. And it's those pots and pans can really save you when you're trying to not overcook something or not undercook something for sure.
Okay, so the oven is self-cleaning.
So convection. Our oven acts as, we have a convection oven and a regular oven. So you can use it just as you can hit bake 350. If you have a recipe that you've used for 50 years and you know it needs to be at 350 for 18 minutes, you can set it for that, or you can set it for convection. And then our new display is actually an LCD touchscreen display that if you wanted to, you can connect it to our smart HQ GE proprietary app. And then you have full controllability even from your phone. So you can tell when your oven's preheated, you can set it to a certain temperature. You can change it from 350 down to keep warm function. And then on that digital display, it's one of the new modes that we added specifically into the induction range is air fry. It seems like air fry is everywhere. I think a lot of people have those on their countertops, and it just kind of takes up a lot of space, whether you keep it in your cabinet and pull it out and have to use it, or you want to keep it sitting on the countertop. Usually those things aren't at least the one I have isn't very pretty, I can tell you that. But if you can get it built into your range, you have that no preheat quick air fry that you can get right in your range without having to have another appliance or having to find a home for another appliance or a place to store it.
Now, I usually do a commercial for Monogram. I love the product, but since you're with me, you are the commercial. So I'm going to ask you a couple of things.
Sure.
When I talk about the smart app, I always say that you can get the app, but you've got to have the smart appliances. Otherwise, the app isn't going to work. But in reverse, you can have the smart appliances and you don't necessarily have to get the app, correct?
Right. Yep, you don't have to use it. There's a lot of people that don't want to have any more connected things in their house, and there's certainly that's okay. But if you do, one of the things that I always talk about when you're connecting an appliance, by having it monitored and looked at, if there's ever a problem, it's kind of just like if a check engine oil light would come on your car. If you were to take that away on your car, how would you ever know if anything's going to be wrong or potentially wrong? You know, connecting your appliance does a few different things. Not only will it give you all of the recipes and all of the cooking modes that you can ever want.
And it's also updating, right?
Yep. Some of our appliances now have an over-the-air updating that you can do. Our new 5-in-1 oven that's going to come out at the end of the year will have that as a fully upgradable with push upgrades as well. But having that connected is not a bad thing to have. That way, even if you have one of our, like our new wine cooler that we talked about a little while ago, that if your wine gets above a certain temperature, you can get an alert on your phone that says, hey, your wine's getting too hot. You need to send somebody over there to look at it. And a lot of these people that have very extensive wine collections, that's a very important thing because you can lose tens of thousands of dollars in bad wine if your refrigerator gets hot, and it's especially if it's a second home or a third home. You know, you may not know about it until it's way too late. So connecting your appliances is a good thing, and almost just about every single Monogram appliance you can now connect and have full access to at any given time.
Well, I want to talk more about the column for the wine, but I do want to say or take a minute to talk about Studio 41. They are a complete Kohler showroom. Kohler also had their huge display at KBiz, and we'll talk about that another time. But they, Studio 41 has a lot of showrooms in Illinois, but I'm lucky enough to have one in Scottsdale that I go to all the time. They're my source for all of my plumbing needs for my clients, and also, as I talk about all the time, their selection of cabinet handles is unbelievable, and they also carry cabinets in Scottsdale. In the Illinois showrooms, they have tile, and they also have windows. We don't have that in Scottsdale. Like, we don't need windows. Well, we do have windows, but I think you'd really enjoy Studio 41. You can go on their website, shopstudio41, that's the number 41.com, shopstudio41.com. You can shop online, or you can go into the showroom, and I just read some reviews. Everybody there is just so professional, so willing to help anybody who walks in there. So it's a great place to shop.
Yeah, okay, Studio 41 is real quick, just to piggyback on that. Studio 41 is a great company, and at the KBiz booth, actually in the Kohler booth, which was amazing, which I'm sure you're going to talk about in another segment, the Monogram was featured in there. We actually have a very good partnership with Kohler. So a lot of the Monogram brass trim that you can get on the appliances is the exact same color that they used on the Calista faucets. And then even in our GE Cafe series, that brushed brass is actually the same as the Kohler brushed brass. So you can really do a lot with your kitchen with, you know, not only with Monogram and GE, but also partnering with great people like Studio 41.
Yes, I suggest that. Okay, let's quickly talk about the column. So 24-inch wine column, I'm imagining 84 inches high.
84 inches high, yep. It's got two different zones. It's got 91 bottles of capacity, so it's enough to hold just about all of your wine. You can put it in line with in between your refrigerator and freezer or next to it, or you can put it off on its own in a bar setting if you wanted to do that as well. It's full LED lighting. on there, is so it's not going to ruin, you're not going to have halogen lights or incandescent lights that are going to warm up the temperature of any of the wine that's on the inside. The glass is all UV rated. So again, any of the, if you're in an open space, a lot of these kitchens in Arizona are big and open, and there are some big view windows that we have, and a lot of that light gets in there and it actually cuts down the UV. So it's not going to destroy your wine over time, even if it's sitting there as a long-term preserve situation as well.
91 bottles?
91 bottles. Is that enough for you?
Oh, I would say that probably lasts me a lifetime. I was going to say, if you get that 24-inch wine column, you really have to go to Napa, celebrate, and then bring back all that wine and fill it up.
That's a good excuse to go to Napa, a good excuse to buy a wine cooler and go to Napa. I like it.
So it has two zones. What is it? One for white, one for red?
Yeah, one for white, one for red, and you can set them, you know, anywhere up to 61 degrees if you wanted to go at the warmer end of the red, all the way down to a chilled sparkling. If you wanted to get down there, you can get down to 45 degrees as well. So you can even keep your champagne in there if you wanted to do that as well. And that's another one of those things that you can control via the SmartHQ app. You can adjust it right then and there. So even if you know that you like your white a little bit cooler, like one of the times when I like to drink white wine, especially during the summer when it is warmer, I like to have it a little bit cooler because the temperature does come up relatively quick here in Arizona, especially if you're out by the pool and you want a glass of wine, or you're even at the evening. I mean, you know how it is here. It's at 7 o'clock, it can still be 105 degrees out, and you want that wine a little bit cooler.
We can even say 7 o'clock in the morning, it's sometimes 105 degrees.
That's probably a fair statement as well. Yeah. Yes, so, but I'm not drinking wine at 7 in the morning.
No, but of course. It's 24 deep, 24 right to left. You probably have an option of left hinge or right hinge, correct?
Yep, you can order either way, right hinge or left hinge. You can order it with the stainless steel front, with the glass door, or you can put your own custom wood cabinetry around it if you wanted to do that. If you wanted to blend it into your kitchen or bar setting, you can 100% have it nice and hidden, but then that nice exposed glass so that you can show off your wine as well.
But can you do a wood frame around it?
Yeah, with the wood frame and the glass door.
So the glass shows. Mm-hmm. So the reason why that is such an interesting piece is because then you can pair it with your refrigerator and freezer columns, right?
You can, and make it completely blend in.
So we can talk about those.
When you show the picture of it on the Instagram or on
the other
platforms, take a look at the gal from Arizona, Nikki Wooler, is the one who designed the column surround, and it's a beautiful display that we have, and you can see her custom finishes that are all over that as well.
Yes, I will definitely put those pictures on there. And so let's talk quickly about the refrigerator column and the freezer column. What are the right to left dimensions that they come in?
So the freezers, you can get anywhere between 18 inches wide and 36 inches wide. And with the refrigerator, you can get from 24 to 36 inches wide. So, so a lot of different combinations you can do depending on the space and what you have available to you. And then one of our newest things that we have coming out is the 36 inch integrated bottom freezer with a convertible drawer that you can switch from all the way from freezer up to wine. So you can go from -7 degrees all the way up to about 60 degrees as well.
Wait, you can take that bottom freezer and turn it into a wine storage drawer?
Yeah, it's actually a French door refrigerator on top, and then a middle drawer that you can convert to whatever, from freezer all the way up to wine. And then a bottom drawer that has your ice maker and still has freezer space as well. And that one's design-wise, it's actually set up perfect because it's at 34 inches high. So it goes right along with your countertop. So it's a very seamless look and a very high-end look especially if you're putting wood fronts on it, it aligns perfectly with your cabinetry.
So that's a built-in unit, right? So that would be an 84-inch high.
It would. Yep. Right? 84 inches high, 36 inches wide. You can get that even. I've seen a setup where it's the people have bought two of them, one with a single door hinged on the right and a single door hinged on the left. That way they get all their fresh food up high, and then their freezer is down below. Because a lot of people have a big all refrigerator and all freezer, but people tend to not need that much freezer space a lot of times. So as we get more healthy with our eating habits, you need a lot more fresh food space, and it keeps it up higher. So you're not having to bend over to get in and out of your freezer all the time, out of your refrigerator drawers.
Yeah, so your appliances can actually work with the function of your family, how you mm-hmm. eat. You know, you might eat a lot of frozen foods, and so you want that 36-inch freezer, or you might have an 18-inch freezer and then go with a bigger refrigerator for all of your fresh fruits, vegetables, et cetera.
Right.
So I think the honeymooners would just flip over these new appliances. Remember the honeymooners?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh my God. If everybody out there, if you remember, okay, Leave It to Beaver's Kitchen, the honeymooners kitchen.
That's fair. Yes. We've come a long way in appliances since then, but yes, this would be a brand new for a lot of those people and they would love it for sure.
Yeah. Well, even in 10 years, they've come a long way.
They have. Yeah. Monogram went through its big transition maybe 4 or 5 years ago and really, really took the design of all of their appliances from their freestanding ranges to their column refrigerators and everything in between up to that next level. So it's as high end as you can get in terms of whether your house is $1 million, whether it's $10 million, whether it's even a big remodel at, you know, in a nice track house, 100%. Monogram has a look that goes with just about anything nowadays.
Right. And they also have the complete package, the dishwasher, the hoods, any size refrigerator, freezer, a cooktop, wall ovens, ranges. Did I cover everything?
Yeah, you're pretty much, yeah, we can sign you up as a Monogram rep here pretty quick.
My favorite. That's my favorite appliances. Okay. Any last minute words? Because you're going to come back and we're going to talk about their new items that we don't want to give away right now.
Yeah, no, we've got some exciting things planned. I know we're working on a local showroom here that I can't really give a whole lot of information about yet, but that should be open very soon. So reach out to your local appliance dealer and ask them about it. Because
Dan, that's if they live in Arizona.
If they live in Arizona, yes.
And we have to say that.
Yeah, in Arizona. And then one of the new things that for people across the country that we've started doing is we actually are getting ready to go back into the AD building in New York City. That was one of a big announcement that we made at KBiz this year is we're doing a gigantic design center in the architectural building in downtown New York City. And I don't have all the details on that. Being an Arizona guy, I don't get back to New York City that often, but the industry is very excited about it for sure. So even if you have those clients that are all over the country, it's going to be an amazing place to take people.
Okay. Well, like I said, this is one big commercial for Monogram. And I always tell people if they're remodeling or if they just have to replace their old appliances, you have to call a showroom that has Monogram appliances and ask to see them, all the benefits. And if you can luck out and find a showroom that has working appliances, that's even better because you do want to try them. So this showroom that you're going to have in Scottsdale, it's going to be working, right?
Yes, you'll be able to see everything plugged in and working, and for the designers that want to bring their clients in and show them in a very intimate space, it's going to be a perfect situation for that.
How intimate are you going to be passing out wine?
What's that?
I said, how intimate are you going to be passing out wine?
Maybe in the afternoon. I'll put that on the list to fill up the wine club. Now that we have a wine column, we can get away with at least stocking it, I would suppose.
Okay, so this intimate showroom, are they going to be building any more throughout the country? So if somebody doesn't live in the Scottsdale area, they can look forward to finding the appliances in an area where they can show the working appliances, maybe?
So Monogram does a really good job with a lot of our dealer partners. And so most of the Monogram showrooms around the country are all very good and display our product very well. We do have a working showroom in Pasadena. We have one in Chicago in the Merchandise Mart. We will have one we'll have the one in New York. And then we actually have our Louisville Experience Center as well. So we've got big showrooms around the country. The Scottsdale one is kind of going to be one of the first forays into a smaller concept, and we're hoping it's going to work out right and we can get a lot of people through the door and get some really good excitement for the Monogram brand. Mm-hmm.
But in addition, there are dealers that have showrooms that show a lot of appliances. So if you don't live in Pasadena, New York, Scottsdale, Chicago, don't worry. There are still plenty of places where you can see the products.
Yeah, Monogram vignettes all over the country are all done very well. Almost everyone I've ever seen is top notch for sure. You won't be disappointed when you visit any of them across.
Definitely. I just want to throw something in, and I hope they update it, but you can go on to YouTube and Monogram has its own channel, and you can see, particularly John Lindell Chef John, and I have integrated a lot of his YouTube videos onto my website. So if anybody's interested, you can go into YouTube and you can see how he's cooking these great things. Almost makes you want to learn how to cook again, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a lost art.
Yeah. No, I guess, you know, once you do your kitchen over and you have these great appliances, people kind of renew their interest in cooking.
They do. It's a lot of fun to cook, especially on good top of the line appliances. It makes cooking a really, it brings that joy back into it. And really you can bring your family into it with a lot of the stuff that Monogram has integrated into their cooking appliances. They've made the actual way to select what you're going to cook work as easy as an iPhone. So, right. And I've seen a lot of little kids on iPhones, and trust me, they can use that. They can use a Monogram appliance for sure.
Yes, yes. And some famous chef said one time, you know, you can be a good chef, but with great appliances, you can be a great chef.
Right. No, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for being with me. I hope everybody enjoyed today's show. And please subscribe on the platform that you're using to listen to these podcasts. And don't forget to share them with your friends. As I say every week, this is an educational podcast. You learn so much about things that are going into your home. And if you want to learn more about me, go to nancyhugo.com. I do have a website, believe it or not, and it has a lot of stuff on there. And if you have any questions for me or for Dan, email me at nancy@nancyhugo.com. Dan is our new guru for Monogram Appliances, so don't hesitate if you have any questions. Dan, thanks again for taking the time to be with me, and I look forward to going to that intimate showroom.
Yep, thanks for having me, Nancy. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you in the future.
Definitely. So everybody, stay safe and have a great day. Bye now.